You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to a very awesome, quick, informative episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. Episode 679 is on hand. Thank you for being with us. Excited to be with you.
The question for today, can your investments of drone gear actually go bad quickly? And just like anything in the stock market, the answer is yes. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, it just hit me, I said 679. It's actually 769. Not important, but just so not confuse you guys too much.
I'm
so back to your question. Sorry. I derailed you.
It's okay.
But that was important to me to get it right.
It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it's okay. It is a
beautiful
day.
Like, I haven't done that to you 1,000 times. Okay? Come on. Anyway, we're excited because we're going to be talking about something that seems like people don't like, but it is a nasty truth of the drone industry. So we're going to be talking about that today. So pucker up, kiddos. We're in for a ride. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at the Drone U Community, the only drone school where you can get 30 classes for one low monthly price of $47 a month and have instantaneous access to a community of like-minded learners who keep you motivated and inspired. Just go to droneu.education and check it out today. All right, let's hear that question, Robbo.
Hi there. I watched your podcast on battery maintenance, and I was a little confused in what you were saying. I fly in Florida for the winter almost every 2 to 3 days. When I return home to Canada, I will not fly probably for 2, maybe 3 months due to the weather conditions. Let the batteries drain down before I get home, and they will be stored for a minimum of 2 months. Does this mean that I am destroying my batteries by doing this? This is what I understood from your podcast. Is there any way I can prevent this, or do I need to use the batteries at least once a month to keep them have a longer life? Thank you.
Thank you very much for the question. One thing we must say is that, well, I'm curious where you are in Canada, number one, and how cold it gets.
Yeah, because our buddy in Toronto was at a balmy 45 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because it sounds like he's just now heading back to Canada. So
snowbird.
Yes, absolutely. I plan to be one someday. Hopefully sooner rather than
later.
It's a
term of endearment?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it is. Don't know how you meant it. But we fly certainly in low 20s anyways here.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but it's doable.
I think the long and the short answer is yes. If you don't fly your batteries for a couple months, you do run the risk of ruining them. You can let them stay for a couple months, but depending on the type of battery that it is, there's a huge potentiality that you're not going to be able to use those batteries again. It's happened to me with Inspire batteries. It's happened with Phantom batteries. It's happened with Mavic batteries. So I would say go out and make sure to fly them once a month. I don't think it's that hard. And either that or, you know, buy new batteries. I think it's that simple.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that.
It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. So flying once a month is, you think, would be adequate?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. then just draining them again when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, should be
well,
good.
If you're flying, that shouldn't be hard to do.
Yep, but I would say make sure to get out and fly like once a month. That's how you can protect your investment. So.
And stay sharp, too. Keep
exactly.
those flight skills sharp.
Yeah. It shouldn't just be a seasonal thing. Otherwise, you're not going to enjoy it the next time because you're going to have such another long learning curve getting back into the swing of things, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, so it's not like riding a bike? Is that what you're saying?
No. And even riding a bike. Come on, let's be real. Right?
I guess it depends on
which. If you haven't ridden a bike for a couple of years and you go for a little bike ride and you're like, I'm going to cruise the boardwalk like I used to do in my early 20s, chances of you making it to the end of the boardwalk and back are low. Okay?
Look out, people.
I mean, I'm just saying that there's some sort of learning curve even when riding a bike.
That's true. But I suppose it depends on what you're doing with a bike, just as it depends on what you're doing with a drone.
True.
Right?
Maybe I take life a little seriously.
I don't know about that, but anyways,
I think that answers our question for the day. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com, upload that question, And thank you for the reviews. We do read them. And thank you for sharing the show. We do appreciate that as well. As of right now, too, if you're a Droney member, the new editing class is out. So make sure to check that out. It's a really good one. Very, very thorough. So I'm happy with that. But anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And this is Ask Droney.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.